Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here. Welcome to the Do It Life podcast. Yes, sir. I'm feeling real good, man. Feeling real good. Real good. Today's topic, you're still a slave. I'm going to break that down on why I say you're still a slave here in the Americas. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're also going to talk about some other things here. I heard about this Memphis police beating. Guys, it's a distraction. You're getting fooled already. You're getting fooled. It's a distraction. 2023 is going to be full of distractions. And this is one of them. Anyway, welcome here, King Judah 23. You can follow me here on YouTube and Instagram at King Judah 23, KingJudah 23, all in one word. And also follow us on Facebook as well, at Judah Life, JudahLyfe. Those are our platforms. Starting next week, cannot wait. The Judah Life podcast will be on Facebook Live starting next Friday. What we're going to do here, I got my schedule already put out. Every Wednesday, we will be on Anchor and Spotify. That's right. We also on Spotify as well. The Judah Life Podcast, JudahLyfe Podcast. So those are the two platforms that I will have episodes on Wednesdays. And then Friday through Saturday, we will have Facebook Live. We're going to talk. We'll have some scripture shows. I may do scripture shows on Fridays. I'm going to be honest with you because Saturdays and Sundays, I just want to talk, man. Welcome. Anyway, so you're still a slave. That's right. You're still a slave here, man. I'm going to talk about all that. But before that, we're going to get into some music and we'll be right back.
Give God the glory.
Welcome back here to the Jewel Life Podcast here, King Jewel 23 here. Today's topic, again, you're still a slave. Why do I say you're still a slave here? It's been all over the internet. It's been all over TikTok, Instagram, any kind of digital platform that you shall desire. They're talking about changing your status. And I want to break down in changing your status. And what the meaning of that really is, because when you call yourself a U.S. citizen, you're really shortening yourself. We're gonna talk about this today, right? So, America is not a country; it's a corporation. I'm gonna say that one more time for the people in the back. And I told my aunt this when I went down for Thanksgiving to. And even though that's a pagan holiday, for my son's sake, I went down there to go see family, Now, eventually, we're going to have to stop celebrating all these holidays, but that's a whole nother day for a whole nother topic. But anyway, when we went down there, she was debating, like, no, America's a country, America's a country. America's a corporation. America is full of laws. Now, not the laws of the Republic, but a lot of corporate laws, a lot of UCC codes. Codes, okay? UCC codes, this, that, and the third. It's a bunch of corporate laws. America is a corporation. I remember Yash Karai used to say that Donald Trump is still president. And I said, this guy's got to be out of his effing mind. Like, there's no way. I'm seeing Joe Biden up there, and it says President of the United States. And then I was watching this video on American sovereignty, being a nationalist, right? This is why I say you got to be aware and changing your status, because when you call yourself a U.S. citizen, you really shorten yourself. When you were born in this country, we were born, okay? Any man, woman, or child that was born in this country, regardless of race. I'm going to say this one more time. This is why they keep putting race in front of. Now, all of a sudden, a Memphis man got beaten to death by five police officers. And now they're saying, oh, the public should be prepared to see something. Man, please, give me a break. Come on, just come up with a damn video and come on out with it. Now it went from they're supposed to see it to I think it's supposed to be today. They're supposed to see it after 6 o'clock. It doesn't. Oh, I'm sorry. Tomorrow after 6 o'clock. Sorry about that. It's retarded. I'm sorry. It's just absolutely retarded because this is a distraction. People are talking about I said the kid trust. Do you know when you were born here, you got a trust? Each and every single one of us is multi-millionaires, probably even billionaires, really, to be honest with you. Okay? America does not have any money. I'm going to say that one more time. America does not have any money. America is built on debt. This is why America is a corporation and not a country. Okay? This is facts. America is built off debt. Why do you think when Congress goes talking about the debt ceiling and we got to raise the debt ceiling, all they're doing is taking away from your trust. You as a living human being, keep this fucking country afloat. I don't give a damn you dead. You're still keeping this country afloat. This is why I say you're a slave, because you don't even know these things. All you know is what they put in front of you on the television screen. Come on, we're going to talk today, right? So my thing is that we got to stop worrying about race. We got to stop worrying about these police beatings and all that, because we are, let me say this also. The police serve nothing but brotherhood, okay? The reason why they give white folks, and this kind of going back to why I say white people will serve 1,000 years of slavery, because they want to make white people comfortable. And I said this on that episode. They're going to film black people getting beaten. They're going to film that. They're going to show that. They're going to film that. But as the FBI numbers report, more white people are getting killed by the police than black people. But black people be like, but they don't show white people getting killed. There's a reason for that. They want white people to continue to be comfortable. As long as I got my privilege, I'm comfortable. So I can come to you in a number of different ways. Look at COVID. COVID came in and snuck up on the white community. It came, and not just the virus itself. Look at the economy behind it. See, you had your privilege. You had this. You had that. You had all this money. And now, all of a sudden, your value, far as material-wise, is starting to get lower and lower. Right? Look at inflation. It's eating at your money. It's eating you. It's killing you. That's what they wanted, because they came in snuck. As long as you worried about race, as long as you worried about, am I over the black man? Am I over the brown man? If the black man, they've been discriminatory against me. If the brown man, oh man, they don't like Latinos, man, it's Latino hate. As long as you keep worrying about race, you will never know about isolated trust. You will never know how to change your status. You are not a U.S. citizen. You need to be a U.S. national. You need to be an American nationalist, okay? When you were born into this country, when your mom pushed you out, okay, you was dead at sea. Okay, and I know you're saying, what is he talking about? When you in your mother's womb, right, you're surrounded by water, right? Okay. You're surrounded by water. Okay, look at the placenta, the womb, and the baby, and pushing water, and you know, and you know, with a pregnant woman saying, you know, I'm gaining water, man. First of all, I'm going to say this here, this for a whole nother day, whole nother subject, but we walking in water every single day. But anyway, we'll move on. I know that's going to confuse you. When you are born, when your mama pushed you out, okay, and the doctor or the nurses came to you talking about birth certificate, come to your parents about birth certificates, and they sign over to get you a birth certificate, you are a nationalist. You are an American nationalist, okay? You're an American nationalist. And I'm just saying little things like this right now because I'm still in the process of changing my status. Okay? I'm not even worried about my trust right now. I'm just worried about me changing my status. That's what I'm worried about right now. That's where I'm at right now, changing my status right now. I'm not worried about my the trust. That will come for another day. The Most High may grant to me. The Most High may not grant to me. Who knows? Do you think the Most High is going to give everybody their trust? Hell, people don't even know they have a trust. People still walking around here talking about the American dream. Pfft, it's stupid. I'm just going to keep it 100. It is outright stupid. So you can't teach this to everybody. Everybody is not meant to be taught like this. Okay? Only a very certain few is going to get this. Only a very certain few is going to get this. But anyway, once you get your birth certificate, you'll become an American nationalist. When do you change to a U.S. citizen? When you get your what? Driver's license. Or your first ID card. Or your learner's permit. Now you are a U.S. citizen. Now you are a U.S. citizen. All the way up to then, when you was a teenager, you was 12. Okay, what they do permits at 16 now? Okay, when you were 15 years old, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, going all the way down. You was an American nationalist. My 8-year-old son is a nationalist, technically. And I could easily change his stuff. Easily. But it's going to be a little more difficult for me. And like I said, I'm not going to leave nobody astray. I'm going to go through the process myself. And once I understand the process, I will bring it to you guys. Okay? But we need to start talking about this stuff. We need to start talking about what's a nationalist. If you don't know what a nationalist is and you could kind of confuse what I'm saying, go on YouTube, American Nationalist. What is that? How do you change your status? You know, you can change your status through E-Verify. E-Verify is a very simple process, but it's a process that you have to do. Okay? Do you know you could have limited diplomatic immunity once you become American nationalist? You got to go to the passport office. You have to get the card, not the book, but you have to get the card. And then if a police officer pulls you over, just give them that card. Hey, listen, do not detain. Boom, done deal. And you're on your way. You have limited diplomatic immunity. You can apply for a world passport. You can apply for international driver's license. These are the things that we need to start talking about. All this race stuff, man, he got beat up by 5 police. Like, that was dead wrong, man. I don't care about that. I'm sorry to his family, his mother. I don't want to disrespect that man. What they did to that man was horrible. I mean, he's a damn delivery driver, God's sakes. What can he have done so bad that 5 black police officers? And you know what? And let me speak on this, because it's time for us to really speak on this. If this were 5 white police officers, it would have been a rage. It would have been a rage out here. But now 5 black police officers, oh, you know, that's dead wrong, but we can't do nothing about it, bro. You know, it is what it is. I'm telling you guys, I'm going to say this once, and I'm going to keep saying it. Black people is doing the same thing white people doing. I'm going to say that one more time. Black people is doing the same thing white people doing. Those black police officers were trying to impress their white counterparts. They was trying to get a ride out of their white counterpart. There you go. That's how you beat them niggers. And look at all 5 of them. Locked up, charged with murder. Dummy. Not only they got a black man dead, but they got 5 black men to serve what? Slavery. Ooh. This is why I say today, you are still a slave. Underneath the United States Constitution, the 14th Amendment, if you go to prison, you are a slave. They got 5 brand new slaves. Ooh, man, oh, man, oh, man. They got what they wanted. But see, those black police officers thought they was gonna press boss in them, and press their white counterparts. Man, please. This is why I say black people do the same thing white people doing. I'm tired of hearing black people saying that's white folks shit. I saw a clip on Instagram that really disturbed me. And it was this one lady. She said, me and a guy I was dating, I had a threesome with his mother, his natural birth mother. And the guy said, what? Wait a minute. Time out. you had a threesome with his natural birth mother? She said, yeah. And mama was going to town. She was sucking dick. And I'm sitting up there. I said, now, where are the black people sitting up there talking about that white folks shit? Man, that's white folks shit, right? No. Black people do the same thing white people doing. Okay? Black people are doing the same. If this was the 70s, this was the 80s, and this was the 60s, this was back in the day, we could have said something like that. Because black folks didn't really do that type of stuff. But black people try to do the same thing white people doing. They're doing the same exact thing. So I don't want to keep hearing. I don't want to keep hearing that black people don't do this and black people don't do that and black people, white people do this and white people do that. Bullshit. Black people do the same thing white people do. That's just absolute facts. It's disgusting how people are really thinking nowadays. Everybody running around here being entitled. Oh, I got this and I want that and you need to do this and you need to do that. Just entitlements. Black people act like they made it. How the hell we made it and we still dead last in infrastructure, economics, education? How the hell we made it? We didn't make shit. It's ridiculous. You're still a slave. You are still a damn slave. It doesn't matter. This is white folks too. White people are still slaves, huh? White people, you slaves too. You don't know nothing about straw man. The only thing you say, oh, I'm white. Don't treat me like that. I'm white, man. No people, these police officers and these brotherhood congressmen and brotherhood politicians, they don't give a damn about you being white. They don't give a damn about you being black. This is a spiritual thing. Hold on. That damn lemon water, good as hell. Anyway, go get you some lemon water. Lemon water, it releases a lot of gas. Okay? If you constipated, drink you some lemon water. I guarantee you it's going to overflow. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Lemon water is the way to go. And I had these two lemon peels for almost 3 days now. And you keep it in the refrigerator. Keep it ice cold. It's almost like ice almost because the peels is still cold. When you pour the water, it gives off that flavor, that citrus flavor. You don't need to put 1,000 lemons in the water. That doesn't make sense. But anyway, but going back to what I was saying, you're still a slave. You worried about race. You worried about if this black man gonna move next door to me. And I'm saying all of you guys are still slaves because everybody is getting owned by the corporation, aka the United States of America. Come on. You own a house. How the hell you own a house and you still gotta pay property tax? Do you know when you go to the Dominican Republic, when you buy a house, when you buy a damn house, you own that bitch? Do you understand that? Do you understand that? I'm just keeping it 100. Do you understand that when you go buy a house in Africa, you own the land in that house? There's no property tax. When you buy that car, you bought that bitch. Ain't no such thing as renew registration every year. There's no such thing as that. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You are still a slave to the Americas. You are a slave. I'm saying 10 toes right now. You are still a slave. And people are still running around here. Oh, man, I got my passport. I don't know what he's talking about. I got my passport. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Man, please. You are still a slave. Do you pay taxes? Yes. Then you're still a damn slave. Do you pay property tax? Yes, you're still a slave. Do you pay FICA? Do you pay? Do you pay? Do you pay Social Security? Do you pay Medicaid? Do you pay this? Do you pay that? Yes. Then you still a slave. When you change your status, you ain't gotta pay no more tax. Do you understand that? These are things that we gotta start talking about, not just bullshit all day long. It's BS. All we do is talk BS, 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 BS. It's BS. I don't want to keep talking about BS. Let's talk about something real. Let's talk about why the weather been tripping lately. I stepped outside yesterday. This is the God honest truth, right? And I heard from Yash Karai. Shout out to Yash Karai. And I hate to keep bringing him up, but I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of stuff that he's saying is real. And I used to be one of the same people, man. He talking out of his ass. What the hell wrong with him? He crazy, man. He's this, that, and the third. Blase, blase, blah. Man, I'm telling you, he's telling you the God honest truth. He once said that when you see a bunch of birds, a bunch of ravens, a bunch of pigeons and stuff like that, man, they are protecting you because there's evil spirits in the works. When I'm telling you, before I stepped outside and I grabbed my hoodie, all I heard was, But when I looked outside, I didn't see nothing. I didn't see not one damn thing. Now, I want you to listen to this. The moment I stepped outside, all these birds just start flying. I'm talking about it was a pack of them. There was evil in the works. Those birds were protecting me from something. Man, this thing is spiritual, man. This thing is spiritual. And you still worrying about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Come on, man. They clones. First of all, they clones, number one. And speaking of clones, I want to talk about this, man. I want to talk about this, but we're going to move on. You still worrying about the white picket fence. You still worried about college. You still worried about... this. You still worried about that, man? I'm telling you, this is all an illusion. We have been lied to, man. Christianity has killed more black and brown people than the Ku Klux Klan. Christianity has killed more black people than the Crips and Bloods. Christianity has murdered people. I'm literally just murder people. This is real shit. And so when I hear people talking out their ass, talking about, oh, you know what you're talking about, oh, this, that, and the third, how do you know? How the hell do you know? How the hell do you know? Do you read and research? No. All that you read and research is if Cardi B got a BBL or not. Come on, man. It don't make sense. It doesn't make a bit of lick of sense that we are sitting up here talking about bullshit in 2023. All this knowledge coming on TikTok. All this knowledge coming on Instagram. All this knowledge coming on Facebook. All this knowledge coming on these social media platforms. And we still talking about a bunch of bullshit. We still got hoes shaking their asses. And we still got niggas talking about, man, support your black queen and your black queen and we black kings and we this, that, and the third, man. This is why the Most High told Moses I had to separate these fools. Because they're stupid. They're outright stupid. They ain't saying shit. The only thing they're talking about is what the white man talking about on the damn news. People so damn easy to be fooled. This is why I say 85 to 90% of people are stupid. They so easy to man, dial them in and see if they can put something in the air and people will believe it. It's just mind-boggling. And this is I'm gonna say this here, man, and I'm going to my next subject. In 2023, you better start paying attention to your circle. I'm gonna say that again. In 2023, First of all, we're not in 2023. We're way past 2023, but we're going to give what they give us, because I don't want to confuse people today, because I got a lot on my mind. In 2023, you better start paying attention to your damn circle. You better start paying attention for real, because your circle can kill you. You better start focusing on Yahweh. You better start focusing on how to please him. That's all I care about now, man. I have a homeboy. Shout out to my homeboy who listens to this podcast. He said, man, you can get a lot of monetization and residuals. I said, you know what, man? I'm just doing it for the most. I'm just doing what he tells me to do. Man, it don't hurt. But it don't hurt, though, right? I said, man, go ahead, man. I said, yeah, you know what? You absolutely right. And it wouldn't hurt to have extra money coming in the house. But I don't look for that. I don't look for monetization. If the Most High say, you know what? I'm gonna grow your channel. I'm gonna grow your podcast. I'm gonna make you grow and keep pushing my word, man. Then so be it. But if I'm gonna be little old King Judah 23, let me be little King Judah 23, because guess what? I'm serving him. When the Most High knows you doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, he will what? Give you favor. He don't bless. That's a Christian's favorite word, bless. Oh, you so blessed. That's why all these rappers talking about, I'm so blessed. As soon as Kevin Hart or The Rock shot you out on DM, you so blessed. Satan blesses. The Most High give favor. We're going to talk today, man. This is why I say, man, most people are not going to get this. They're not going to get it. They're going to argue. They're going to argue up and down. They're going to call you crazy. They're going to call you conspiracy theory. Let them call you whatever they want to call you. But at the end of the day, when that chip comes out, and either you take that chip or you don't eat, and your spirit has to be right. Your spirit has to be right. And your spirit got to be right. And you're not ready for this. You're going to fall right into the trap. That's just facts. You're going to fall right into the trap. This is why I say you a slave. It don't matter if you white. It don't matter if you black. It don't matter if you brown. It don't matter if you Samoan. It don't matter if you Chinese. It don't matter none of that crap. If you are still paying taxes, if you're still doing this, you're still doing that, you are a piece of property to the United States of America. And I know for white folk, that's hard to believe. Man, what? Man, please. No, I'm telling you. You are a slave too. Do you think Joe Biden walks around talking about race? Bullshit. He's a devil. You think that whole Kamala Harris, you think that bitch I'm talking about some race? No. She got her legs spread open. These are devils. These are pedophiles. They are doing Satan's work. This thing is spiritual, man. And I'm telling you, you better get it right. You better get this thing, you better get this thing right. Everybody talking about, have we been here before? Yes, we have been here before. The only reason why me and you even here, because we did something wrong. And the Most High has given us chances. But this is it. This is it right here, man. When the Most High lay you down and say, that's it for you, your work's going to have to tell itself. All these hoes talking about, I got six niggas. I'm sleeping with six, seven, eight niggas. And you got all them evil spirits up in you and you die. Guess what? You taking them evil spirits with you. And it's up to the Most High if he gonna pardon you or not. That's just facts. All the wrong these niggas are doing. They cutthroating each other. You're going to have to answer the Most High for that. Yes, you may not answer on this side. I know a lot of trained killers that got away with two or three bodies. That's very, very true. You will not get away on this side, but on that other side, you will have to answer to the Most High. I'm just going to be real, man. I'm just going to be real. You guys still slaves to what's out there on TV. Television. Tell a lie. Vision. Come on now. Come on. We're going to talk today, man. We're going to break things down. Tell a lie. Television. Tell a lie. Vision. Tell a lie. They've been lying to us, man. They've been telling soldiers, you fight for this country. You ain't fighting for this damn country. You fight for the 3% bankers. You fight for the Rothschilds. You fight for the elite. Why do you think so many damn soldiers are committing suicide? Because they know what they did out there in the foreign countries. They know they did forcible rapes. They know they did forced democracies. They know they did that. They know it. David Strait said, I have a cure for people with PTSD. I got a cure. He said, you know what that cure was? Everybody was like, what? I told the soldier, you need to admit that you didn't fight for freedom. Ooh, man, that's deep. Think about that for a moment. Think about that. He told the man, he said, you really didn't fight for this country. I want you to admit that right now. That soldier said, I admit that I did not fight for this country, fight for freedom. I fought for the 3% bankers. I fought for the elite. And guess what? He is cured. He has not had another episode since then. Can you believe that? That's as simple. But when you are a slave, and you watch these damn commercials, man, come to the army. You get your $100,000 advance, and we will pay for your college, and we'll pay for this, and we'll pay for that. Man, first of all, they're taking the money out of your trust. That's the first thing. They ain't giving you shit. Why do you think they come up with a budget, the military budget, $1 billion? They take bits and pieces from everybody's truck to come up with that $1 billion for the military. They ain't giving you shit. America is built off debt. America don't have no damn money. Why do you think they killed Gaddafi? Because Gaddafi was going to have his currency backed up by gold that would shut down the whole world government. They had to kill that man. Come on, we're going to talk today. But everybody's talking about, oh, Gaddafi, he's an evil man. Man, they say he's evil. They say. You keep saying what they saying. What are you researching? You ain't researching shit. You're not even researching anything. The only thing you saying is the same shit that they say. Damn, some of you niggas are a repeat of damn CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. This is a damn repeat. I ain't got to watch the news. I listen to your stupid ass and catch all the damn news. Because you so damn brain dead. So damn brain dead. It's ridiculous. You did not fight for this country. You fought for 3% bankers. And if more soldiers will admit to that, you wouldn't have no PTSD. A lot of those soldiers did a lot of dirt out there in the foreign country. That's why they're killing themselves. See, man, I'm telling you, man, the Most High is casting judgment, man. Okay, you come back from war. Okay, nothing happens to you. But why is your children getting sick? Why is your wife getting sick? The Most High is giving you a judgment. Come on, let's talk. I fought for my country. Man, please, you ain't fight for shit. You fought for the 3% bank. You fought for the elite. The police. They don't serve and protect the community. They serve and protect the brotherhood. Who's brotherhood, who ain't? That's how they determine how they're going to treat your ass. Damn, that lemon water good. Nobody worried about, man, you're talking about serve and protect the police. We're here to serve and protect. Who? You ain't serving nobody. You damn sure ain't serving the black community. And really, you half-assed don't even want to serve the white community. But the only reason why you serve the white community is to keep them what? stupid, and to keep them slave-minded that we got forced democracy and we got privilege. So we could do, we white people, so they won't see the bullshit coming that these Jewish people have for them. Come on. You got some white people that know what the hell I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. They know, man, you know what? King Judah 23, I don't like him because he's talking about we're going to serve 1,000 years of slavery, which is the damn truth. But you know what? He's telling the damn truth about them Jewish people because we know they got something for us. I'm telling you. '23 is going to be a year of craziness. They giving you all this damn distraction. They talking about this brother who got beat by the Memphis police. Okay. They getting charged with murder. Okay. What you want us to do? We got to keep going on, man. The Most High is saying that I change not. He's going to make this thing hard for you, man. He's going to make you question shit, man. You don't think that I question myself when my wife passed away from COVID? I was 10 toes on not getting the vaccine. I had to sit there and I really debating myself. And I would listen to a podcast. And the Most High was speaking to me. He said, don't you worry about what people say. You stay to your guns because it will be revealed. It will be revealed. I mean, this is real shit, man. Just like yesterday, when I saw all those birds flying, and I was like, what's going on with that? It was a voice in my head that said, your eyes are opening. Ooh. You know there's a message coming from the Most High? Your eyes are opening. You got a long way to go, but your eyes are opening. You know, you may not get it right away. Your pineal gland ain't going to be open right away. Come on, it's not going to be open right away. But it's coming. Do you know your third eye? You have a third eye? Your pineal gland? This is all spiritual. But if you sitting up there and you twerking and all you worry about is get some pussy and getting your dick sucked, you're not going to get this. You're not. You're not going to get it. Like most Christians. Let me tell you this right now. I mentioned the chip, right? And we're going to go to a music break in a minute. I mentioned the chip, right? Now, I'm going to tell you this right here, right now. Mark my words when I say this. The majority of the people who are going to take that chip are going to be Christians. Woo, wait a minute. What? Time out. What? But they said in the word that was the mark of the beast. We know that. But these so-called Christians, these so-called pastors, these so-called, I believe in his works and all these niggas, they, I'm telling you, they're going to be the first ones in line to take the chip. Man, you know what, man? I got to feed my family, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say a prayer and ask Jesus to protect me. that fool, he's a fool. He's a damn fool. I'm telling you, you're going to have to pay attention to your circle in these next couple of years. I'm telling you, 2023, 2024, 2025, you're going to have to watch your circle. Everybody can't roll with you. I'm going to say this and we're going to go to a music break. You're going to have to leave between 90 and 95% of your circle because they still slave-minded. They still believe in college. They still believe in the white picket fence. They still believe in the big house. They still believe in these 30-year leases, a.k.a. mortgages. They believe that if you work hard, that you'll get the general manager position, and they don't know that if you don't serve Satan, you don't serve the brotherhood, the sisterhood, you're not going nowhere, you're not getting promoted. This is somewhat why some of the hardest workers in the world will not get promoted. You know why? Because you're not serving Satan. You're serving the Most High. You going out here, man. You serving the Most High, man. Hey, you go to work, man. You put in your 8 hours, man. Everybody love your work, man. But they won't promote you. Why? Because you're not serving Satan. That's why. You're not serving Satan. So guess what? You're not going to get promoted. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get all the stuff. Here's the thing. Satan will come to you. If you're a weak-minded, slave-minded individual, I say most of us are still slaves. No matter what race, creed, or color, sex. It does not matter if you got big breasts or you got a bigger ding-dong in the whole wide world. If you still slave-minded, the Most High is not with you. That's just facts. You slave-minded. You don't care about nobody else but yourself. You only thing you care about is oh man, make sure I gotta make sure I have a car. I gotta make sure I have the best car in the whole wide world. I see these people on Instagram. Show yourself and show what you drive. Who gives a fuck what they drive? Most of you niggas don't even own or don't have the title outright any damn way. You still paying payments on the damn car. The Most High has looked out for me and my son ever since my wife passed away. He has looked out. You know why? Because we are standing 10 toes here, man. Most High, listen. Honestly, tell you the truth, I got a lot of talent. I got a lot of talent. If I wanted to serve Satan, I could be a multimillionaire right now with all this technology going on, with all this going on, all that going on. But the Most High is keeping me grounded. You know why? Because he is using me for his purpose. This is 6 months before my wife passed away. This is the God's truth. I told my wife this. I said, man, I had a dream that's so real, it scared me. I was on a beach. And I know this was Yahweh I was talking to. I was talking to a dark, this dude was so dark, man. When I say he was dark, he was dark. He was almost, you know those Africans? That's how dark he was. But he was a little darker than them. This is the God's truth, man. This is real stuff, man. I'm trying to tell you some real shit. So I talked to him, man. Me and him were sitting on the beach. We were sitting on the beach, man. We was chilling. We was talking. And I said, hey, before I get up out of here, let me talk to my mom, my dad, who been passed. Let me talk to some other family members that been passed. And he turned around and looked at me and said, I got too much work for you to do. When I tell you, I blinked my eye, he was gone. I knew that was Yahweh. Have you had no visions yet? You been praying to the Most High to get those visions? You better pray. We're going to close the thing out. Be right back.
This morning and thank y'all.
King Judah 23 here, back here. Again, please follow me on YouTube and Instagram at King Judah 23. That'll help out this podcast. I will, on my IG, will have more content on my IG. Watch out for my stories. Also on Facebook, please follow at Judah Life, J-U-D-A-H-L-Y-F-E. We will have continue to have episodes here on Anchor and Spotify. All the way up to season number 2. We'll have season 2 and we'll start season 2 on Wednesday, February the 1st, on Anchor and Spotify, and then we'll have Facebook Live Friday through Sunday. I put Saturday, but we're gonna have a Sunday show as well. So those are the things that I want to update you guys on. Man, it feels good to talk about the Most High, man. We're talking about no BS. We're talking about the Most High. We're talking about something useful. Okay. Again, black people, do not get distracted about this Tyre Nichols situation. Do not get distracted. Now, there's going to be niggas out there marching and protesting and getting locked up and doing. Guys, this is a distraction. All right. This is a distraction. Again, that brother, and his family, it was dead wrong what happened to him. But like I said, you don't know what happened to his bloodline. His bloodline may be tainted. And the Most High is coming to seek vengeance on that bloodline. You don't know. Stop getting yourself involved in stuff that you don't fucking understand. Okay? Again, follow me on YouTube and Instagram at King Judah 23 and on Facebook at Judah Life. And we'll see you next week.